Weather conditions across the Midwest will improve as we move forward through the rest of the day today and into the day tomorrow. We're expecting to see much less precipitation, and we will see temperatures cool off a little bit additionally, though. We do have light snow occurring in portions of the region this morning, mostly in the upper Midwest. We have a little bit of rain and drizzle in southeastern Michigan, a lot of cloud cover across the region, and the winds are variable across the area from the north in upper portions of the Midwest to the west and west-southwest across the lower parts of the region. Temperatures this hour running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the region, but there are a number of locations in Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and southwestern Minnesota, actually a fair amount of Minnesota, reporting temperatures in the teens. Today's forecast is going to call for a drying tendency across the Midwest. I don't think we'll run into any more big storm systems for the region now for a while, and that's good news. We'll expect to see some brief moments of light precipitation, but none of it's likely to have a huge impact on the region. We will see some lingering snow across the northern parts of the region here today. Another little disturbance, another upper-level low-pressure system actually will pass across the region as we go from tonight into the day tomorrow, and that will also produce a few light periods of snow coming up out of portions of Kansas and Nebraska into the Great Lakes region. Not expecting to see that accumulate very well. And snow flurries will still be lingering in the upper Midwest as we get out into Wednesday night and Thursday. After that, we'll see a little more stability in the atmosphere with the exception of Michigan and a handful of locations in eastern Ohio where we'll see some additional snow showers still occurring as we get out into Friday. A warming trend will try to work its way across the region as we get out into the end of this work week and into the weekend. Don't look for the temperatures to be anywhere near as warm as they were ahead of this last big storm system, but we will see readings above average once again. The majority of the temperatures in this near-term part of the forecast, though, will be rather cool across many areas in the Midwest. Afternoon highs here today will run mostly in the range of 20s and 30s in the western portions of the Corn Belt, and we'll expect to see eastern areas still up into the 40s, mostly because of the 40-degree temperatures that are present this morning. Most of the east will see cooling conditions this afternoon. And tomorrow afternoon, we'll look for the temperatures to run mostly into the 20s and 30s again across a big part of the Midwest. A few 40s still hanging on in the Ohio River Basin area, and we'll probably see a return of some cooler conditions in the upper Midwest as we get out into Thursday with highs in the teens and 20s there, while we'll see readings in the 30s and perhaps some 40s occurring in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night are not expected to be threatening to any of the wheat crop out there. We do expect to see some chilly conditions, though, occurring in portions of the region. The majority of the lowest temperatures are expected to run mostly in the single digits and teens in the uppermost parts of the Midwest, and we'll look for temperatures in the lower eastern areas to run 20s and 30s. That will occur tomorrow morning. The cooler air will move a little deeper into the Midwest as we get out into the end of this week. We'll expect to see most of the eastern portions of the Midwest with lows in the teens and 20s when we get out to Thursday and Friday mornings, and we'll see positive and negative single-digit readings in some of the uppermost parts of the Midwest. But the bottom line here is that we will see warming come up as we get into the late weekend, early part of next week, and no major precipitation events likely, which will be welcome. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.